launching into the third hour of the program, live Saturday edition of the show. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
The number for you is 855-450-FREE. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Create the content on the site. The stuff on the website with the numbers next to them, the items as you go down the page. All of those items added by listeners like you, voted up by listeners like you. You can also vote down on things you don't like. But the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and get interactive. As we continue here, we will take your calls about absolutely anything. Just before the break, we had talked about a news story, and Becky Akers was reporting it over on the Lou Rockwell blog, which is a great blog if you love the ideas of liberty, by the way. Highly recommend that. But Becky Akers had cited this article from the Associated Press regarding these insider attacks, as they've been called, on U.S. and allied troops by Afghan forces, in that the Afghan people are infiltrating the whatever Afghani sort of side of the U.S. side of the conflict is.
Some people that are Afghani,
they're teaming up.
Don't like the United States being there, and they're willing to die or be incarcerated.
But they're acting as though they're on the side of the United States initially, and then at some point turning on the soldiers and or acting on the side of the allies, because they're also killing, you know, Australian troops and things like that too. And so that's kind of the news. And you'd asked a question, Mark, about the whole conflict in Afghanistan. Like, what's the point
at this point? Not what was the point, but what is the point?
Let's continue with your thoughts. You're welcome to answer that or bring up anything you want. Start with Andrew, listening to the Mike 92.1 in Madison, Wisconsin. WXXM. Hey, Andrew.
Hey.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to answer your question from my point of view. And I do want to stress that it's my point of view, and I was a boots-on-the-ground soldier. I was by no means higher up, not in charge of a great many things. I just wanted to make that clear.
Okay.
But, when I was in Afghanistan, I've actually been there twice. My first time was almost 4 years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But my most recent was just about a year ago. And my time there, our mission as an infantry unit was split between finding these bad guys who we had, you know, high-value target lists or whatever, and it was our job to go out and basically find them, and ideally we were supposed to capture them. It didn't always work out that way.
Sure.
A lot of times we just didn't find them at all. We would end up going to empty villages.
You probably spent most of your time doing that, not finding people. That's sort of the nature of looking for people.
Right. And then the other half of our time was that spent kind of supporting the infrastructure of Afghanistan. And in my time that we spent there, we helped build schools, roads, wells, and stuff like that,
yep.
Which is great. You know, I mean, help people out as best you can. Of course, always in the back of my head is, why am I doing this for other people? We could do this at home. Mm. But that was my personal thoughts. And mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I just wanted to answer your question. That's what, in my experience, we ended up doing in Afghanistan. That was the mission for my company.
So the mission is to build roads and schools and bridges.
And find people.
And find
right.
people. And capture
so it was,
them.
It was split between taking out the bad guys that want to destroy the good stuff, and helping the little guy, the average guy, the common guy, you know, we helped.
That sounds like government.
And stuff like that.
That well, sounds
yeah,
like government, right?
We supported the local Afghan government.
But did you really, or did you impose a new government? I mean, if you're going, I mean, did you help the local Afghan government find these people, or did you help supply the money to build the schools, or did the money just come from the U.S. taxpayers and you went and found people?
Now, I can't speak for where the money came from, because that was, you know, I was not a money guy. Now, my assumption, my guess, would probably be that America spent for, if not all, the majority of.
The vast majority, right?
The vast majority. Now, when we went out and we helped build infrastructure for local villages, we did use local Afghan contractors.
Yep, I'm sure you did.
95% of the time.
Yeah, as often as you
could. And we tried to vary it. Every single time, we would use a different contractor to kind of spread that wealth around the local community.
Yes. In other words, just essentially buying the, to some extent, I mean, I'm not trying to be, you know, terribly mercenary about this, but buying the, you know, the goodwill of the folks that are there, the people on the ground.
Yeah, right. Since they might have killed some of their relatives in previous visits.
Right. Yeah, I mean, now I will tell you that the locals that I met, the local Afghans, they enjoyed our presence. But also keep in mind that these people, we're probably getting rich off of American troops being there in their contract companies.
And some may have been smiling in your face.
Right. And now that's exactly, I don't know. You know, they may have been loving us and on the base and when we were there. And as soon as we left, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say I would like to hope that there were quite a few that friends is not the right word that I would use, because obviously these are not people I would invite to my house for dinner if they were to come to the United States. But I would say that for the most part, a lot of them that we worked with, we had a pretty good rapport. I'd like to think, I would hope that they had a reciprocal, feeling towards us.
Well, they were making money.
How would you feel, just out of curiosity, how would you feel if, say, the Chinese government came here and decided it was going to help build
schools,
some schools and augment the infrastructure, augment a great deal the infrastructure, give us a better life here in this country, which they certainly could do if they wanted to, and, and say, look for some dissidents at the same time?
I'm going to be 100% honest, I would be right there with the leaders of the underground resistance.
I bet you would. Me too.
I mean, I would assume.
Do you regret what you've done in Afghanistan?
No, absolutely not.
Should the Chinese people have regretted if they did it?
I don't know.
I get the question there, the issue there, that on one hand you say that you would be the resistance against a Chinese bunch of folks coming over here and imposing their construction projects on us and rounding up dissidents, but at the same time you don't regret doing the exact same thing to other people?
I do, and I know it sounds bad, but I do think that our presence there, as though it does have a great effect on some of those regions. And I would say that the people that don't want us there, I truly do believe are the minority. Now, with that being said, I wish we weren't there, because I've lost too many friends, too many.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, what we're doing there is good. I'm glad that we're helping out. But under the situation, I just don't think that it's warranted anymore, especially since we've been there. Has it been 12 years now?
Andrew, let me read the definition of ethnocentrism to you, okay? It's judging another culture solely by the values and standards of your own, of one's own culture. The ethnocentric individual will judge other groups relative to his or her own particular ethnic group or culture, especially with concern to language, behavior, customs, and religion. So to say that we are going over there and doing good for them is to say that we know what good is and they do not.
No, right. No, I hear you completely. And to some extent, I am guilty as charged.
Yeah, me too.
Especially on my first trip over there, I went over there with the mindset of a young soldier.
Appreciate it.
Sorry, Andrew.
Yeah, I can't let you say that on the radio, unfortunately. 855-453. He was saying he was gung-ho and going to kill some stuff over there, and then he kind of changed his perspective, I guess, was going to be the rest of that.
He seems like he's taking a hard look at...
It's a mixed view, I would say.
Yeah.
On one hand, he regrets being there because his buddies died. On the other hand, he thinks that the people over there want them to be there. And my question was going to be, had we been able to keep him on the line, was going to be that, well, if a majority of Americans thought it was okay for the Chinese troops to come here and round up some dissidents and build some schools.
What's the problem? They're giving us money.
I mean, those American contractors sure would enjoy having the extra business.
What would be really awesome is if Chinese troops came here and kicked all the other radio talk show hosts that are on from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time off the air.
They could round up Michael Savage and Mark Levin and put them to death, right? That would be great. I'm kidding. I don't wish ill even on those people.
It would certainly be good for the business of Free Talk Live, though.
Right. And so my question was going to be, if a majority of Americans, let's say a Gallup poll was done, a majority of randomly sampled Americans believes that it's great to have the Chinese troops here. I mean, look, they're bringing money in. They're doing building projects. Yeah, sure, people are getting killed here and there, but it's great. People love it. Would that make it okay? If a majority of people thinks it's an okay thing? And I don't know if I believe the majority of Afghanis believe it's a good thing.
Who knows?
More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like. Here we are on the live Saturday edition, 855-450-FREE. We being me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
855-450-3733. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com, where you can get signed up to follow our news updates. Go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up for email updates, where you're going to get the latest about Free Talk Live as it happens. But also, Twitter and Facebook, you're going to get more if you go through Twitter and Facebook, because the news You know, news is not all we send to Twitter and Facebook. We'll also just update you with questions during the show, sometimes observations, sometimes, of course, we'll retweet, as it's called, what other people have said. And so there's a lot more action, I guess you could say, on the Twitter and Facebook. But you can sign up for any one of those over at news.freetalklive.com.
If you're interested in Bitcoins, if you've heard anything about Bitcoins, you probably know that they're a new online currency that's a peer-to-peer, open-source money that can be sent back and forth on the internet without having to pay fees, without having to worry about governmental agencies from despotic governments around the world or banking agencies, them tracking your very movements and controlling your accounts. Bitcoins give you all kind of power in that area. Well, there's a great news site called blockchain.info, and it's an online Bitcoin wallet. They also have apps for the Android phones and jailbroken iPhones. And they've got a fancy encryption techniques that make it possible for you to have access to your money on the website at blockchain.info, but for them not to have any access. They don't even know how much money is in your wallet or what you're sending or receiving. With a blockchain wallet, you can send Bitcoins to people through just their email addresses or their Facebook accounts or their cell phones. They don't have to have a Bitcoin wallet in order to do business with you. And they offer all that for free. You can get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
Let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything you want. Jerry, listening in Troutdale, Virginia, to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, I'd like to ask you guys there. What I listen to you from time to time here lately, and I hear about that Free State project, and it sounds pretty interesting. But I don't really hear you go on much more about it than could you tell me a little bit, kind of in depth? What's the deal on that thing?
Well, that's a good question, and you can get as deep as you want on the Free State Project online, of course, freestateproject.org. There's a great 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire there. If you love the ideas of liberty, that is, if you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, if you like the idea that people should be allowed to live their lives how they want so long as they don't hurt anybody else, if that sounds like it's up your alley, then you definitely should take a closer look at the Free State Project, because it is a group of people. Currently, over 12,800 people have signed the Free State Project Statement of Intent, stating that they intend to move to New Hampshire and exert the fullest practical effort to achieve a government that is at maximum protects life, liberty, and property.
That's right.
And so there are over 1,000 people that are here now as part of the Free State Project. Mark, you and I moved back in 2006. We were some of the earliest movers, and within the first 500. There are over 1,000 people here at this time. There are over 12,800 that have signed. We want to get to 20,000. So we still have a ways to go to reach that 20,000 goal. And folks can move whenever they want. If you can move the next week, move next week. If you can only move in another year or two or three or whatever, get here when you can and get active. So the idea is that a bunch of people move, and a bunch of people who move get active, then we'll actually have the most robust freedom movement, the most successful freedom movement that exists in the world, and as a result, we'll have more freedoms in which to enjoy more of life. So that's kind of the idea. Does that make sense?
Not to be disrespectful, but, you're kind of sounding like Ben Bernanke here to me. You're kind of talking with this funny talk. I mean, is there...
What do you mean?
Where are you at? Where are you at? I mean, are you in a specific county there or what?
I'm not trying to, obscure anything here. The Free State Project has chosen New Hampshire as the definition.
States have special powers. Counties and cities, municipalities, usually exist at the pleasure of states. This is the United States of America, not the United Counties. So the idea for the Free State Project is to move people to a particular state. Each state has their own, different. There's all kinds of varieties of places that one can live in New Hampshire. You can choose the mountains or the seacoast or, along the internet or the IT corridor. You can do all kinds of things. No, there's
so
no particular county.
You don't have a particular place there The thing about that is, if you concentrate yourself in a sparsely populated county, then you do have a lot more clout,
okay.
I would think. Because
we're concentrating ourselves in a sparsely populated state, but there's nothing stopping you or anyone else from creating some sort of destination of X county. For instance, there's the Free Town Project up in Grafton,
of the Free State Project.
It's a little, it's not officially part, it's just people who are Free State Project participants who've created their own little project called the Free Town Project. And they're encouraging people who like the idea of kind of living off the grid and moving out into the middle of nowhere to move to Grafton and get active out there. I'm encouraging people to move to beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. Then there's other folks in Manchester that are encouraging folks out there. So there's not one destination. There are several, and that's because people want to live in different places. Like, you know, not everybody wants to go out in the middle of nowhere. And some people want to live in a more urban setting, and so certainly somewhere like Manchester, for instance, the biggest city, would be more appropriate for those people. So, you know, I hope it doesn't seem like I'm trying to slither out of some sort of question. I don't feel like that's the case at all. Did that clarify it for you?
Well, no, yeah. I mean, it does clarify it, but I mean, it does sound kind of, when you don't want to exactly pinpoint something down, and now I understand that, yeah. But,
okay, great.
But I mean, you're still paying property tax and everything else.
Yeah, it sucks. I don't like paying property tax. I'd love to have enough people come up here who have enough money to have their own houses to where we can then, in mass, stop paying property tax together. I think that would be a very powerful form of protest, and I would be interested in joining in something like that. But we need more people to get here first, more people with resources who are willing to put them on the line in that way. At this point, we don't have enough, so there needs to be thousands more people making the move up here and getting active. But maybe by that time, we won't need to do the property tax protest because we'll have won so many political offices.
The property taxes may be still in existence, but taxes in this state went down by almost 12% last year because of members of the Free State Project and the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. How much did taxes go down in your state?
Jerry, thanks for the call. Feel free to call again with any other questions you have. I appreciate hearing from you. And again, I recommend you go to freestateproject.org. There's great forums on there where you can ask questions of a whole lot more people than just the two of us, because there's a lot more people involved. And I thank you for the call tonight. Let's go to Mark. He's listening in Grand Rapids, Michigan, to WTKG. Hey, Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Thank you. I've never heard you before. I found you guys fairly interesting.
I'm sorry for the shock.
The service member that called in, I thought, was very honest and open. Was trying
he was,
to
yeah.
provide the nuances of the Afghan mission, and at times it felt like you guys were either putting words in his mouth or belittling him, and I didn't think that was right in your time.
In what way did we put words in his mouth?
Can you help us out on that? Because, I mean, I felt like we handled him as, I was trying to be as clear with him and hold him as responsible as I could.
He was on for most of the segment, too, so go ahead.
That is true. He was. Yeah, but there were times, like, they'd be talking to one of you, another one would say stuff, but kind of behind the scenes or in the background that just didn't seem, I don't have the transcript, but it didn't seem correct, and it felt like he was being belittled kind of behind his back without an opportunity to respond.
Well, I don't think he certainly had plenty of an opportunity to respond. We only had to get rid of his calls.
If you can't give me a specific instance, I don't know how to address the situation. I mean, I have a real difficulty for myself in the, I like these people, and I want to like them, and I want to support the troops.
Am I a critic? Absolutely. Stand by, Mark. We can bring it back here in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves. You and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything that you want. 855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. Enjoy those on us. You can grab archives. You can get our mobile site as well. Go to m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. If you have a smartphone, that will get you quick access to the live streams and the podcast, as well as the software that you need to listen into those live streams. All of that is free. M as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
Bitinstant.com is a website where you can go and get the bitcoins we just talked about in the last segment. You can go get bitcoins, and there's more than 750,000 locations around the world. Go to bitinstant.com. That's all you have to do is there is, you know, you'll find your location that's closest to you, get a deposit number, go to that location, deposit money. By the time you get back, you'll have bitcoins in your wallet. You can even do it online with, you know, services like Dwolla.
Yes.
And that kind of thing, Dwolla.com. So it's bitinstant.com. Go check them out.
Good stuff. That's where I get my bitcoins. Let's go to you and your thoughts. We do have, I believe, yeah, Mark is still with us. Mark, listening in Grand Rapids, just came across the show for the first time tonight. Felt like we didn't give the soldier who had done two tours in Afghanistan a fair shake, but you couldn't give us a specific example of how we treated him. You just kind of got a general bad taste in your mouth for how that was going on.
Yeah, I think I can give you specifics. I thought about it a little bit. Ready?
Take it ahead.
So he was talking about building relationships with people while during doing infrastructure projects, and you try to relate that back to money. And when he was talking about building relationships, the second guy in the background, I don't know which one's which yet, but mentioned that, hey, maybe we had to do that because we probably killed some of his relatives and friends on a prior mission. So, I mean, I felt that was a bit snide and not fair. He talked about...
Well, is it true, do you think, that some of their relatives and friends could have been killed?
Well, maybe did you consider the fact that the people that he'd killed on a previous mission would have been repressive people, that the good people of Afghanistan were happy were gone? Maybe it was actually his enemy.
Well, of course, that ignores all the innocent people that we know they've been killing,
that's
right?
That's a huge simplification to say that the people that we're working with there...
Are you going to deny that innocent people have been killed in Afghanistan?
Do I think any innocent people have been killed in Afghanistan? Sure.
Mm-hmm. How many?
Like, I think the quote is war is hell. You know,
hold on. Now, how many? Let's include Iraq as well. How many innocent people have been killed?
I have no idea, but some of that's in fact being a way.
How many is okay? I mean, the people.
Like, if you look back,
you
to
said
World
war
II,
is hell. You kind of blew off
bombing.
These. Hold on, I've got some questions for you now. You said you said war is hell, and you just kind of used that to blow off the loss of innocent life. So I'm just wondering, you know, how many people, since you don't know how many innocents have been killed, how many would be too many?
Oh, I think that in any war, there are going to be some innocent people killed. And to try to pretend or sell the fact that we can make war surgical and that no innocent people would be killed in war is much overselling.
Well, the war didn't happen in the first place.
Yeah, that's a true statement. And we asked for callers to tell us what the reason that we, or the United States government, was in Afghanistan. And I think that it's, you know, that the soldier called in response to that. And
okay.
So therefore, what his claim was is... to hunt down bad guys, and you know, of course, these bad guys get hunted down and imprisoned or killed based on no trial. So these people are treated as less than a U.S. citizen, and they to hunt down bad guys and to build infrastructure. So I guess what my partner's question to you is in order to build schools and things for Afghani people, what's the percentage of innocent people that's acceptable? And I don't know.
I want numbers. I want hard numbers.
You know, I don't know the answer to what the percentage is, but I can tell you that if it was your kid, suddenly the United States military is going to not look like such a good organization. And then you're liable to be turned into an insurgent, right? Because that's what the soldier said. The soldier said, Marine, I'm not sure, he said hoorah, so he could have been a Marine. The United, former United States military individual who called in said that he would fight Chinese troops that were here on the U.S. soil. Would you?
I think that's a completely different...
what's different about what's different about
another
argument, nation?
The Chinese on U.S. soil, if you let me say, the Chinese on U.S. soil is saying that all cultures, governments, ways of life are equivalent. Certainly the repressive Taliban regime in Afghanistan is nowhere comparable or a moral equivalent to what we have currently gone into America. So certainly if a foreign troop invaded America for whatever reason, than it was. It would certainly be different than us trying to overthrow a repressive Taliban regime in Afghanistan.
Okay.
They're not
okay.
Saying.
I'm feeling repressed, by the way,
right.
By the Bush and Obama administrations. So is it all right then if I want the Chinese military to come in here? Would it be all right then? Because, you know, if some people thought it was an okay idea, would that make it okay?
No, I think clearly you've got to look at world history and...
Well, Mark.
All these governments throughout, throughout history, and the American government far
they
from
are
first,
so great. The American government, when they kill people, it's okay. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Dan on the road in Arkansas, listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Dan.
How are you, sir?
Hey, just great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
What I want to say is, I don't want to discuss the bigger issue with you about should we be there, should we not be there. I don't know.
I'm not there.
I'm just a peon like you.
Thankfully, yeah. I am not there, so please don't include me in your wee, but go ahead.
Okay. All right. The soldier that called in, you were disrespectful to him, sir, and you owe him an apology.
We had a nice conversation, I thought.
He was telling you what he went through and what he experienced, and I'm sure he was digging in and touching a lot of emotion. You don't understand the military, most obviously, because when you're in the military, nobody walks up, taps you on the shoulder and says, hey, buddy, would you help us go over here to Afghanistan and do something? No, you're ordered. You click your heels together and you say, yes, sir.
You can say no.
I was ordered.
You can say no.
Okay? No,
if you,
you
disagree,
yeah, you
can say
no,
like a man with courage would.
You could go to the brig, too. And
absolutely.
They pump you up. They pump you up and tell you to believe in all this stuff. And you know something?
Yeah.
When we first went to Afghanistan, I'm an older man. My military service predates that quite a lot. But when we first went to Afghanistan, I was for it because our buildings got blown up. Okay, now, let's go back to this kid. I'm calling him a kid. I shouldn't do that. I don't know how old he is, but he served. He's a man. He's more of a man than you and me, because you know what? I never went to combat either.
That makes you more of a man?
I said he's more of a man.
Doing
than
what
you
you're
or
told,
me.
Following the orders of politicians, it makes you more of a man?
Absolutely, because you know what? Without him, we'd be defenseless.
Ridiculous.
And you can disagree with
that's
the way
ridiculous.
He
there are millions of guns in this country, hundreds of millions of guns in this country to suggest we'd be defenseless.
Let me ask a question instead of just engaging this guy. So, you know, what I would ask you this is, I have a real problem. I have a difficult time because I do not support the mission in Afghanistan any longer. I don't support the mission that went on in Iraq. I don't support any mission that the United States military has been on in 6 decades. And I would ask you, what do I do as a person who has a problem with that, does not like that his tax money is being stolen in order to, you know, frankly, kill innocent people around the world? Certainly there are some guilty people getting killed, but there are some innocent ones too. How do I engage somebody who participates in an organization that follows the will of politicians, people that I generally consider to be thieves and liars? How do I engage them in a way that's respectful?
First off, you have to have respect for the fact that he went and did what his country asked him to do. And he
No way will I respect that. I will never respect people who follow the orders of politicians. There's nothing to respect about that.
You are a problem in this country.
I'm a problem because I don't want to follow the orders of people like Barack Obama and George Bush.
Stop. Let him.
Don't respect the mission. That's fine. You cannot respect the mission because I'm siding with the fellow that was, I don't know who's who here, but the guy that just asked me the question or told me the statement that he hasn't supported what we've done in 6 decades, neither have I. We haven't done anything worth a hoot since World War II. We went over and caused a bunch of chaos and backed out of everything we've done. But that individual fella answered the call of his country and went.
But my concern is
the answer to the call of his government. Thanks, Don, for the call. Or Dan, I appreciate your call tonight. We've got to get some other folks on the line because we're running out. Our last segment is next. So 855-453 is the number here. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-916-9762 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-916-9762. 1-800-916-9762. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Healthy
soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. If you are on the line, we will do our best to get you in here. If you don't get in tonight, don't worry. We do this thing 7 nights a week. You can continue a conversation from tonight to tomorrow night if you want to. That's no problem. Mark, you and Stephanie are going to be here tomorrow night for the live Sunday edition. And even if we're not on locally on your local talk radio station tomorrow night, we're still here. So if you want to call in and get on, you're certainly welcome to
every night of the week from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time.
Eastern time. Yeah, absolutely. So let's go right back to the phones here. We just got off the line with Dan, who was upset, and the caller previous to that upset at how we treated ostensibly a caller who was in the military.
Who
two tours in
Afghanistan. Well.
Yeah, go back and listen to that call tonight on the archives. I felt we were very respectful.
You can get the archives
to him
for free at freetalklive.com.
Right. I felt we were very respectful to him, and we had a calm conversation. He did not
That's
insult
what I
want us.
To have.
We did not insult him, and he did not insult us, unlike some of these people who are calling after the fact. Let's go to Eric listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Eric,
hello.
On the air.
Hello, this is mainly to Ian, I guess.
Okay.
I'm getting a little bit tired of hearing from people like yourself saying how much you respect the troops.
I don't.
No, wait a minute. Can I talk and finish what I'm saying?
I'm just correcting what you said. I don't respect the troops.
But you said, well, I guess it was Mark then who said you respect the troops.
I don't know that I'd use that term either. I want to support the troops because I want to support people.
There are some troops that I respect. I respect the troops that don't follow bad orders. I respect the troops who say, no, I'm not going to participate in illegal wars. I'm not going to follow the orders of politicians who just want to enrich the military-industrial complex and who are willing to risk the brig in order to stand on their own conscience. I respect those men, but the rest of them who just do what they're told...
And women.
They get no respect from me.
Okay. Well, listen, you know, the reason why that you're setting up something in New Hampshire instead of some other country is because you're scared that you can't live without having your head cut off by some people who are in an out of control government somewhere else in this world. That's why. And you owe all of that to the United States military for
Which
keeping
ones?
You safe in this country.
Which ones? Nope. Like the current United States military? Would we be overrun by Canada tomorrow? If the United States military, all of it, including the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, if it was all returned to, say, a militia, controlled by the citizens as opposed to a military force controlled by the federal government in Washington, D.C. If it was all, you know, just returned to a militia, would Canada, the big red horde, roll across the 49th parallel tomorrow?
The reason why Canada is there and they don't worry is because that they know that the United States military would come to their aid.
Where's the invasion going to come from? Where's the invasion going to come from?
Where's the invasion going to come from?
Well, yes. If we owe our freedom from a despotic government, which despotic government is going to take over the United States? A land where there are more guns than there are people.
That is as throughout time we have had threats to our security.
So what's the number one threat? Who would roll over here and take over the country?
Without so what you're saying is we have no need for the United States military.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
The founding fathers, many of the founding fathers, believed that a military should be drawn up temporarily, a professional military should be drawn up temporarily, and then disbanded. But the
they spoke out against a standing army.
They were against a standing army. Are those people cowards that don't support the troops?
Eric, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Let's continue here. We've got Mike also listening to XM's Extreme Talk in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. I was just really wondering, why are you guys the way you are? Seems like you're getting bashed on pretty hard tonight by a lot of people, and I would say rightfully so. So why are you guys the way you are?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I would say, I mean, you guys are obviously anti-military, anti-government, I mean, anti-everything.
I'm pro-peace, actually. I'm pro-humans interacting on a consensual basis. Look, if you want to hire a protection squad to protect you and your family or some sort of protection agency, that's fine. But please don't force me to fund your military adventurism around the world. I want no part of it. That's all. Can I opt out?
Thank goodness I can hire a private squad to come over and protect my family as long as there's military folk that are out there protecting us so that we
ridiculous.
Have those rights.
They've been involved in conflicts all around the world for the last several decades that have absolutely nothing to do with protecting you in any way, shape, or form.
You guys mentioned earlier that there's no such thing as the Taliban, or you alluded to the fact
actually, Al-Qaeda. I wasn't sure. But
I'm sorry, Al-Qaeda, Taliban. Yep. You know, I would say this. If we leave them alone, are they going to leave us alone?
I think that they will.
Yes.
And there's a lot of evidence.
Yeah, I believe that.
How many? You know that the United States military is in 130 something countries with 1,000 military bases.
You bet. But let's stay on track. If we leave them alone, they're going to leave us alone.
Yeah, just like they leave.
The really
just like
that.
They leave plenty of Western countries alone.
Osama bin Laden stated that the reason that the United States was being attacked on 9/11, besides its support for Israel, which I don't think that the United States taxpayer should be obligated to support any government other than its own, if you could even make that claim, and also the United States' support of the Saudi Arabian government and the Middle East, the troops in the Middle East. Don't you think that's wouldn't you want to fight foreign troops on this soil?
I would say this, guys. You know,
answer that question.
This is a book I recommend you guys read. There's a book by Sam Harris.
So you want to recommend books, but you won't answer a question, right? You won't actually have a conversation.
I will answer your question, but I will say this. I know we're short on time, guys. Read Sam Harris' book, The End of Faith. Tell me this: if you really think they're going to leave us alone, you guys are sadly mistaken.
Hey, dude, have you ever heard of Switzerland?
Yes.
Okay. When's the last time the terrorists struck in Switzerland?
God, why would they?
Exactly.
There's better
because
targets
Switzerland
right
is
here.
A westernized country that
it's
is you
freer
know,
than the United States, according to several.
It's got plenty of
out
freedoms
there.
Out you know, there, and they don't attack them because you know why? Because Switzerland doesn't go around butting into other people's countries and messing with their people and killing innocent folks. Thanks for the call, Mike. No, that's the truth. Switzerland is a neutral country. They're not out there joining coalitions and invading other countries.
Their founding documents were actually based off of the United States Constitution.
Well, apparently, they kept him pretty straight because they're still doing the right thing on that aspect. Talk to Mike. He's listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, to WKBK. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
I'd
like to, first of all, you guys are doing a great job, and obviously these people that have been calling in the last three or four calls, obviously they must have come from some government schools where they were indoctrinated in out-and-out stupidity. because
I was in a government school too, and I believed in the military for quite a while. Even considered joining it at one point in my life. I'm glad I didn't. But go ahead quickly with your thoughts, Mike. We're short on time.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to explain to you a difference between a thief and a politician. A thief just plain steals from you, whereas a politician passes laws to make it legal to steal from you.
Don't forget, the politician keeps coming back year after year, and the thief usually only hits a target once and then kind of moves on. So generally the politicians are even worse from that aspect, too. Mike, thanks for the call, man. Good to hear from you, man. Let's go to Justin, listening in Northport, Florida, down where we came from, Mark. Go ahead, Justin. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so I wanted to try to end the show on a positive note tonight and talk about something that I perceive to be a major benefit of moving to the Free State Project that I don't really hear you guys talk about too often.
Okay, go for it.
So obviously I'm not up there yet, so this is just, I'm kind of guessing here, but that is one's mental health. And what I mean by that is how often I look for someone to talk to around here about the government oppression and how often they make me feel like I'm insane.
I heard you. That is absolutely something that has benefited
my
me
job.
being here. Making the move to New Hampshire from Florida, I had a handful of friends down there that could empathize with my positions on issues and such, but not so much. Up here, you can have more friends than you can possibly handle that that agree with the ideas of liberty. I mean, you literally can be very choosy about which of them you want to spend time with, because there are there are thousands of people in New Hampshire that love the ideas of liberty, and I'm including New Hampshire natives and folks like that. There are 1,000 people here for the Free State Project, and many more who are born in New Hampshire or have lived here a long time who also feel that way. I mean, there's no shortage of liberty-minded folk to feel a kinship with, and you're right, Justin, on that point. So when are you making the move?
Planning within the next year or two. I got some things to – some loose ends to tie up here, basically, before we can. But we're planning to make the move, me and my wife.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. And how does she feel about all this?
Oh, she's definitely on the Liberty train with me, but she's not quite as hardcore as I am, but she's really looking forward to moving. She's originally from up north, and so looking forward to getting back somewhere where, the seasons actually change a little bit.
It's funny how the Yankees really love their seasons.
Have y'all come up here? I love the seasons, and I'm not a Yankee. It's really cool to have contrast out there like that. But have y'all come up to visit during the Porcupine Freedom Festival or the Liberty Forum?
We unfortunately have not. We're hoping to try to make it up there, but it's difficult because I'm actually finishing up my bachelor's for mechanical engineering right now, so it's difficult to get
away. Good luck with that. Yeah, I mean, obviously it costs money to get up here for those things, too. And when the Liberty Forum is announced, and it will be soon, I imagine, we will give you details on that. It's going to come up probably in the wintertime in 2013. It's a great excuse to get up here and meet up with that community of folks who will be your future friends and neighbors. Go to freestateproject.org, get 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. And thanks for the call, Justin. We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.